Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open on a mixed basis today as the traders position ahead of cash news and USDA reports. The hog futures also expected to open with uneven price action linked to both bull and bear spreading interest. And it's been quite a while since we've, wailed into Friday with so much of the cattle trade undecided. Opening bids likely to start out at about $118 today. Asking prices starting out about $120 to $122 in our part of the country. Light to moderate trade volume could be delayed until late this afternoon. Now, producers and analysts will have a bumper harvest of new stats to pour over today as the government releases the July 1 on-feed report and the mid-year cattle inventory. On-feed guesses look like this. On-feed up about 3%. Place in June up 6 to 7%. Marketed in June up about 4 to 5%. Most expected total cattle herd numbers will be 2 to 3% larger than last week. And the hog buyers expected to wrap up weekly procurement chores today, with bids ranging from steady to a dollar lower. Well, soybeans led the crop markets higher yesterday, with corn also having solid gains as forecasters keep hot weather in the Midwest through August, and the latest U.S. drought monitor expanded the area of moderate drought into the western Midwest and central plains. The wheat markets were followers of the corn and soybeans yesterday, with the winter wheat and spring posting modest gains. Spring wheat continues to get support from the hot, dry conditions in the Dakotas. The winter wheat harvest is about finished, leaving it largely immune to further weather problems. Corn closed about 8 cents higher yesterday, with new crop December at a 1 week high and now farther above key moving averages. The hot forecast could be a problem for pollinating corn. Weekly export sales were better than expected, and most of the business went to regular customers in Asia and Latin America. Soybeans posted double digit gains for the second consecutive day, and new crop November moved farther past $10 and closed to last week's pre-report highs. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, August live cattle was down 140 at the close, 115.87. October down 180 at 117.07. August feeder cattle down 222 at 152.27. September down 212, 152.32. August hogs down 147, 81.10. The October down 95 cents, 67.85. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September up 3.5, 503¾. December up 3.5 at 530¼. Chicago wheat, September up 2¾ at 505¾. December up 2.5 at 529¼. September corns up 8.5, 391. December up 8.5 at 404¾. August soybeans up 13.5, 1013¼. September up 14¼ at 1018¼. October cotton's down 85, 68.70. December down 75, 68.23. September crude oil down 43, 46.49. October down 42, 46.68. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.